Fancy a ghost story set in a ghost town? Well, that's what author M. Dressler is serving up in her book, Our Eyes at Night. It's the third novel in her Last Ghost series. Dressler will be presenting her book this evening at the Westminster location of the Tattered Cover Bookstore. M. Dressler joins me live via video conferencing. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
So Our Eyes at Night is a ghost story set in a climate-ravaged Utah town in the Four Corners region. The area has essentially run out of water, with the notable exception of an absentee billionaire's compound in a box canyon. How far into the future are you setting this story?
Yeah, well, this is really an alternate universe, I would have to say. So it's not that far in the future. But when I think of it, I think about 5 to 10 years ahead. And so that it will feel rather pressing, rather urgent, some of what's being described in the book.
Why set this thriller in the Four Corners region?
I have lived here for 2 decades and always wanted to set a book here, and particularly a ghost story. I think because this place is rich, right? It is contested ground. It is full of bones, as it were, full of histories and peoples. And I'm terrifically interested in the past, but as you can see, I'm also interested in the future. And so the idea came to me of thinking about the dead moving across this landscape and really looking around and wondering if we, the living, were not leaving it more fit for them, right? We're not being good stewards of the landscape, and perhaps the dead in the future will be more suited to the climate, as it were.
And how much true history is woven into the novel?
Quite a bit. I mean, I set it down in the Moab area, basically. And in my ghost novels, I like to move things around and fictionalize them. So the towns, I change the names of towns and locations, but anyone who's familiar with the Four Corners will recognize accurate geologic history, will recognize places and formations and canyons and local lore. And to me, that's part of the fascination of the genre, right, is mixing the speculative and the ghost story and putting it in really real places, right, which helps us suspend disbelief, right, but also, again, allows us to address really serious issues about life and death, right, at the same time that we're being entertained, right, and held in suspense by a gothic story.
So let's dig in a little bit more to that past answer. This is essentially a tale of hunter and hunted. What felt right about choosing the ghost story genre for this series?
Right. So the basic structure, you're absolutely right, is it's an elemental struggle between a ghost named Emma Finnis and a ghost cleaner. And they have completely opposite worldviews. She absolutely believes in her right as a ghost to persist, right, and continue to exist. Her nemesis, Philip Pratt, is not a villain. He absolutely believes that ghosts need to find peace and the living need to not be tormented by ghosts, and we must respect the boundary between living and dead. But when I put these two very strong, very human characters together, what I discovered is that we can think about all kinds of things like, who gets to stand in the light? You know, who gets to be seen in culture? And who do we want to shove in the shadows? And what do we not want to think about? And those, again, are deep and pressing issues that I think don't just relate to a ghost named Emma and a ghost cleaner named Pratt, but that others can relate to. What does it mean when you're forced to be invisible, when you're forced to live in the shadows, when you don't want to? And that's one of the larger questions and themes of the book and of the series.
Finally, you are presenting this book in person this evening at the Tattered Cover Bookstore. What can attendees expect?
So I'd love to go over just the arc of the series so far. There are 3 books in the series. This is the third. I'll be spending most of my time on this one because it's the newest, but also because it's so close to our own region here. It's in the Four Corners. But give a sense again of the scope and arc and just the wonder and power of the ghost story, not just my ghost stories, but again, that incredible combination of page turning, chilling suspense, along with, you know, really good writing, I hope, and really deep and important questions that will move our souls, so to speak.
I've been speaking with author M. Dressler. She'll be presenting her latest work, Our Eyes at Night, at 6 p.m. this evening at the Westminster location of the Tattered Cover Bookstore. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.